Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
All right, heads up to my retired military, or heads up to my veterans at all, and a lot of people... I know I grew up watching MASH, and so a lot of people, when they think military, they hear that song, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I know the name of that song, the actual name. If you know the name of that song, comment below, let me know, and maybe you'll be down for a prize. I don't know. That's a very interesting name to that song, but that's not what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about when you leave the military, there are some people who maintain the life insurance from the military. While you were in the military, you actually... had something that's called SGLI, that is Service Persons Group Life Insurance. When you retire, it became VGLI, that is Veterans Group Life Insurance. Many keep it, many don't. Many keep some, many reduce it. And let's make a comparison. Y'all civilians in the Fed, you also have life insurance that has similar letters, similar acronyms, that is Federal Employee Group Life Insurance, or FEGLI. And when you retire, it doesn't change. It stays Federal Employee Group Life Insurance, even though you're now an annuitant. That's interesting. The military changes the name, but the federal government for the civilians do not. And you're not an employee anymore. So that's interesting. They changed it by the name of the status of your employment status, where the federal doesn't. That's interesting. It should be FAGLI, Federal Annuitant Group Life Insurance. But it doesn't change. The price point stays the same. And as time goes by, what do both of them do? Increase in price. But at what interval? 5 years. Every 5 years, they increase in price, both of them. But how do they do it? And what's the cost? And which one do I need to pick? A lot of people say, Reyna, I still have doggone VGLI and I have FEGLI. What should I do? Well, let's look at the cost increase from both of them. Now, this is right offline. This is public knowledge. This is va.gov, the life insurance increases of the cost of VGLI. So if I'm 55, all the way through 59, and I got $500,000 of life insurance. I'm paying $250 a month for my VGLI. That's not bad. Not a bad price. That's a lot of coverage, right? But when I turn 60, what's it going to do? It's going to go up $425 a month for the same $500,000. I get older. How much do I pay at 65? $690 a month for the same $500,000. Now, here's where people start saying, hey, VA, I'm going to reduce this down to $250,000 of coverage, or $100 or something. I don't need to pay no $700 a month. So what happens when I turn 70? Does it go up again? Hey, VA, I need to change my, reduce it down again. Or at that point, a lot of people have eliminated it fully. What happens with FEGLI? It does the same doggone thing at the same intervals, but the price point is lower every 5 years, except for one. So check it out. At age 55, I was paying $195 a month. Now, that's less expensive than what I was doing in FEGLI, or in VGLI rather. Now, because at age 55, $500,000 was $250. So I'm spending way less money, $195 a month. Now, when I turn 60 with FEGLI, I'm paying $433 a month for the same $500,000. This is the only interval, the only time period VGLI is less expensive than FEGLI. That is $425 a month for the $500,000 with VGLI, but it's $433 a month with FEGLI. But hey, let's not get our hopes up, because when I turn 65, I'm only paying $520 a month for my FEGLI. Age 65, VGLI is $690. Okay, $690 a month. So significant increase at that age. Now, let's be real here for a second. Many people, most of us, might not maintain this dollar amount, but the price per thousand is what triggers these prices. So whether you have 100,000 or 500, the price per thousand remains the same. And so the difference will be the same. It's just at a smaller dollar amount. if that makes sense. So whether I have 100,000 or a million, it's going to be the same outcome, not same dollar amount, but the same ratio. So at age 70, yes, I'm paying $931 a month for that $500,000 of coverage in Fegley, but VGLI goes to $1,075 a month. So this is not to say one's good or one's bad. They're both good. Any insurance is great. It's always better to have something rather than nothing, right? Of course. All I'm getting at is I have people come to me often that say, hey, I still have both. I'm still paying for both. Which one makes more sense? Well, if you're gonna keep one of them, clearly the Federal Employed Group Life Insurance has a lower price point, not by a crazy vast amount, but lower is lower. If I'm holding two Band-Aid boxes, am I gonna get the dollar one or the $2 one for the same amount of Band-Aids? I mean, unless I'm going swimming and I need it to stick in the water, then maybe I'll get the more expensive one. But that's not the comparison. This is the same dollar amount for the same triggering event, which is that I passed away. So good to know. Now, this is a big part of our conversations when we have a meeting to say, what insurance do I have? What insurance am I going to keep? What insurance can I keep? That's a big difference. A lot of y'all have spouses that are not in the Fed, and not every job allows you to keep the insurance you have on the job. So sometimes it's good to look at outside coverage, things like that. And again, with Fegley, we can choose what we want to keep. And remember, what's kind of cool with Fegley is that you can reduce it or eliminate it later whenever you want to. Now, why would we want to do that? If it becomes cost prohibitive, there's no reason to do it. But that's why we compare things like basic life insurance, which has permanency, to Part B, which is what I'm showing you. That was only Part B Fegley, because that's what goes up in cost. Fegley Part Basic doth not. After you're 65 years old, the price stays the same depending on what choice you made. So this is a reason. If you've not been scheduled with me and my team, now is the time. My number here direct, 850-450-6500. You can call me, text me, whatever you want to do. Text is the best. And I'll get you the right calendar to talk with the right person to go over your plans, depending on what state you're in, where you are, all that stuff. We'll make a plan and we'll make sure you save as much money to get the highest benefit out of retirement so you can go do actual retired stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.